noise. Musical noise. I am Brad of the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Another issue of Brad's Vinyl. An eclectic collection of all of my vinyl LPs, ranging from classic and acid rock, progressive rock, new age, new wave, punk, rockabilly, and more, out of the 70s and 80s. Yeah. I've got some spacey stuff in my collections, too. Today we are going to be listening to the 7th studio LP from the English rock band Hawkwind, coming out in 1977. 1977, spending 6 weeks on the UK albums chart, peaking at number 30. Hawkwind, yep. Yeah. Hawkwind, a project of Nick Turner, Alan Powell, Adrian Shaw from Magic Muscle also. Yeah. Synthesizers, keyboards, very interesting stuff. This group was actually, this group for this LP, they actually sacked Nick Turner and Alan Powell as well. And the name Hawkwind comes from, actually, from Nick Turner's kind of nickname. They called him, he used to clear his throat really loud and hawk up a loogie, and as well as his excessive flatulence, being a little windy. So yeah, he got the name Hawkwind from those habits. Interesting. The band sacked him later, but kept the name, and Hawkwind lived on. Hawkwind was formed in clear back in 1969, having going through a lot of different incarnations. Originally, starting in 1969, Dave Brock and Mick Slattery getting together from the psychedelic band Famous Cure, and then they hooked up with John Harrison, a bassist. Went around gate crashing, and actually had no name for a while. Band X or something like that, or Group X, I think they used to go by, and then settled on the name Hawkwind. After, actually, they were called Hawkwind Zoo for a little while, shortening it simply to Hawkwind. So, yeah. And, what else can we say about this particular LP? This LP was their 7th, and I really like this one. Very spacey electronic music with topics such as relativity and Einstein and space. Yeah. Space. All right, well, I'm babbling. Let's just get on to the music right now on Brad's Vinyl. The 7th studio LP by Hawkwind, Quark, Strangeness, and Charm. Enjoy. Side A coming at you right now. Thank you.
I would have liked you to have been deep frozen too, and waiting still as fresh in your flesh for my return to Earth. But your father refused to sign the forms to freeze you. Let's see, you'd be about 60 now and long dead by the time I return to Earth. All my time-held dreams were full of you, as you were when I left, still underage. Your android replica is playing up again. It's no joke, when she comes, she moans another's name. That's the spirit of the age. 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 Ah, the spirit of the age. That's the spirit of the age. Ah, the spirit of the age. That is the spirit of the age. Not alone, every fiber of my flesh and bone is identical to the others. Everything I say is in the same tone as my test tube brother's voice. There is no choice between us. If you had ever seen us, you'd rejoice in your uniqueness and consider every weakness something special of your own. Being a clone, I have no flaws to identify. Even this dog roll of words from my pen has just been written by another 20 telepathic men. All word for word says, oh, for the wings of any bird other than a battery hand. That's the spirit of the age. 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 It's just the spirit of the age. It's just the spirit of the age. We'll be right back.
dust and the sky staining fishes and invitations going down the missionary well. Good luck to you.
Nation.
Oh, yeah. Hawkwind. I am Brad to the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. We're finishing up side A of Hawkwind's seventh studio LP, Quark, Strangeness, and Charm. And we started out with Spirit of the Age, followed by Damnation Alley, and finishing up right there with Fable of a Failed Race. Yeah. Science fiction theme. Lots of science fiction theme being brought in by actually Robert Calvert. Robert Calvert being noted for, critically noted for actually moving towards a lot of science fiction themes here. You know, Spirit of the Age being all about, androids and cryogenics and clones and neat shit like that. You know, it's like lyrics like, when he starts out, I would have liked you to have been deep frozen too and waiting still as fresh in your flesh for my return to Earth, but your father refused to sign the forms to freeze you. So, yeah, that's a cryogenics and I guess a story of travels and returning to Earth, but my time-held dreams were full of you as you were when I left still underage. That's interesting. And then Calvert brings in androids. Apparently there's an android replica. He says, your android replica is playing up again. It's no joke. When she comes, she moans another's name. That's the spirit of the age. So how about that? Very interesting. Damnation Alley, all about the book, Damnation Alley, of course, which is all about nuclear holocaust and Simon House on guitar. Simon House on violin in there, playing some really nice violin, doing well with that. And the nuclear holocaust lyrics, you know, I've got the serum, I'm going to take it all the way to Boston. I've got to get through. And neat stuff like radiation wasteland. I've got my anti-radiation machine. Diving through the burning hoop of doom in an eight-wheeled anti-radiation tomb. So, Damnation Alley, yep. Nuclear Holocaust song. And then finishing up with Fable of a Failed Race. That's also interesting. It's kind of talks about panspermia, the theory of formation of life throughout the planets. As it says, with lyrics like, you know, our legends tell we came from a seed that traveled at whirlwind speed till it came to rest upon this land and pollinized the earth. So lots of science fiction lyrics. Very cool. Very, very, very cool. So, yeah, personnel. Dave Brock on guitar, synthesizers, and vocals. And Quark. Also, Robert Calvert, lead vocals, percussion, Morris and Strangeness, Simon House on keyboards, violin, and anvil, vocals and charm. How about that? And Adrian Shaw, bass guitar, hand claps, also vocals, and Simon King on drums and percussion, and no vocals. A couple of Simons in the band there, Simon House and Simon King. Well, hope you're enjoying Brad's Vinyl here. I am Brad of the Bone, and we just finished up side A of the seventh LP by Hawkwind, Quark, Strangeness, and Charm. And I don't have much more to say about side A. That's actually really good stuff. I like that. So let's move on to side B right now, Quark, Strangeness, and Charm.
Einstein was not a handsome fellow. Nobody ever called him Al. He had a long mustache to pull on, it was yellow. I don't believe he ever had a girl. One thing he missed out in his theory of time and space and relativity.
is something that makes it very clear he was never gonna score like you and me. Did I know about what? Strangeness and charm. What? Strangeness and charm. What? Strangeness and charm. What? Strangeness and charm. Liaison to be found, that would have been a disgrace. We had to rendezvous some days on the corner of an undiscovered place. We got sick of chat, chat, chatter, and the look upon everybody's face. All that does not antimatter. Now we found ourselves a black hole out in space, and we're talking about what? Strangeness and charm. What? Strangeness and charm. What? Strangeness and charm. What? Strangeness and charm. Here it comes, it goes quack, quack. Had those Renaissance ladies crazy about his telescope, and Galileo had a name that made his reputation higher than his hope. Did none of those astronomers discover, while they were staring out into the dark, that what a lady looks for in her lover is charm, strangeness, and quark. Strangeness and charm. Quark, 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 strangeness and charm.
Petrol with the law, Petrol with the law, Petrol with the law, das so lang schien wie ein Rostock. Wie das Tour aus und dann kommt man. We'll be right back.
acid. We saw through delusion and brave off the mission. We knew we were right. The streets were our oyster. We smoked up and poison, and we turned our noise on. We knew how to fight. We dropped out and teared it. We spoke secret jargon, and we would not bargain for what we had found. In the days of the underground, we believed in Guevara. We saw that head held up and our anger welled up, but we kept it cool. Need for machine guns, the system was crumbling. Our leaders were fumbling while we broke every rule. We saw them on TV, they lowered their cover, and we tried to smother their voices with sound. In the days of the underground, whatever happened to those chromium heroes? Are there none of them still left around? Since the days of the underground, now we can look back on the heroes we were then, who made quite a stir then with our sonic attack. Fighting dancers, assassins of silence, with make-believe violence on a 100-watt stack. They offered us contracts, we said we don't need them. We'll just take our freedom, we will not be bound. In the days of the underground, some of us made it, but not smiling Michael. His black motorcycle got eaten by rust. And John the Bot dreamt that he slept under Rio. When he woke, it was Rio, too late to have sussed. And Jeff was a poet who wrote with a spray can on wall saying, hey man, I believe that we've drowned. In the days of the underground,
Yeah. Wow. I like it. Very much so, I like it, actually. Brad of the Bone here, finishing up side two of Quark, Strangeness, and Charm by Hawkwind, the English progressive rock band. And I like that. I really like Hawkwind's LP, Quark, Strangeness, and Charm. Starting out with, on side B there, the title track to the LP, Quark, Strangeness, and Charm. And then moving into the next track, Hassan Isaba. And then the Forge of Vulcan, an instrumental, written by Simon House. Then moving into the Days of the Underground, and finishing up with another instrumental, Iron Dream, put together by Simon King. Yeah, Quark, Strangeness, and Charm, all about Albert Einstein, and more science lyrics there, very science fiction-based LP, this one. Robert Calvert, of course, as we said already, Quark, Strangeness, and Charm being, for those of you that don't know, I believe those are characteristics of subatomic particles, I believe. And we're talking about Albert Einstein and, that he was never going to score like you and me because he never had a girl or something like that. I don't know. Hassan Isaba, that is a very Middle Eastern flavored piece written by Robert Calvert. And it kind of focuses on contemporary issues at the time in 1977, which had to deal with oil in the Middle East, oil and the Palestinian terrorism. And, oh gosh, a little play on words there. Hashish Hashin, Black September, and Petrodollar. The lyrics kind of morph into Petrodollar, with a little play on Allah. Yeah. All right. Whatever. Hassan Isaba. And then The Forge of Vulcan, an instrumental, and Days of the Underground, that's kind of weird lyrics. In Visions of Acid, we saw through delusion and brain box pollution. We knew we were right. And we smoked Durban poison. It talks about believing in Guevara, probably Che Guevara, and machine guns, the sonic attack, and music. I think that's a little play or a little song about the story of their band, maybe. Or the story of the entertainment life, perhaps. With lyrics like, we said we don't, they offered us contracts and we said we don't need them, things like that. So, yeah. So, anyways. And then, Days of the Underground, that was, and then the instrumental Iron Dream, finishing up at the end there. So, yeah, Hawkwind, Dave Brock on guitar, synthesizers, again, Robert Calvert vocals, and a lot of lead lyrics and writing a lot of the music. Simon House on keyboards and violin, Adrian Shaw, Simon King, drums and percussion, out of 1977, Hawkwind. Very interesting LP. I like it. And it's one of those weird styles of mine in my collection here on Brad's Vinyl. Hope you enjoyed today's show on Brad's Vinyl. I'm Brad of the Bone. Thanks for listening.